Have you ever applied a skincare product to your body and wondered what kind of crazy chemicals are in it, and then read the ingredient list and realized you can't even pronounce half the ingredients? Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and what you put on it becomes part of you. In fact, if your skincare has chemicals you wouldn't eat, you probably ought not rub it all over your body. This is why in our house we use Tallow Skin Solutions Body Butter. It is made with all natural ingredients that are safe enough to eat and offer your skin the nutrients it can thrive on. The tallow is sourced from a family farm in Georgia, which practices sustainable regenerative agriculture. The body butter also has organic coconut oil, organic cocoa butter, and organic essential oils. The texture is silky and luxurious as it is whipped to the perfect consistency. Enjoy one of the five different scents. My personal favorite is creamsicle, which blends vanilla and orange and smells delicious. If you've never used a natural product like this, you are in for a treat. Go to tallowskinsolutions.com and enter code MINDFUL for 20% off. That's tallowskinsolutions.com and use code MINDFUL for 20% off your next order.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, and welcome to the Mindful Movement. I'm Sarah Raymond. Thank you for joining me today. When you resist or resent difficult emotions, you add unnecessary suffering to your experience. If you are able to recognize these difficult emotions with love and compassion, you allow them to move through you and can reduce the added suffering. You can use this powerful practice of being present and nurturing these difficult emotions with love and compassion. Today, you can use my guidance to start, and then use this practice on your own anytime you need it. As we begin, I invite you to make yourself comfortable. As you settle into comfort, begin to notice your breath as a way to come into your present moment experience. Allow your breath to be just as it is, and as you come into presence, welcome a softening, a letting go of any held tension. As your attention to your breath allows you to relax just a little bit further, become aware of your physical sensations. Notice if there are any difficult emotions arising that are making it more difficult to be present. You might notice where in your body you are feeling this difficult emotion. And if it feels right to you, you can place your hand on that area. this gesture is showing you that you cherish yourself. Do your best to let go of the story around your emotions. Let go of any expectations you might have. And simply feel the sensations within your body. This practice is not about what you are experiencing. It is more about how you are responding to those sensations. When you allow yourself to feel these sensations, you have the choice to respond to them in a positive way so that you don't allow these emotions to control you. Right now, as you're sitting in your present moment experience, you are choosing to respond to your emotions with compassion and loving kindness. Staying in the present moment, continuing to notice and accept your emotions and your physical experience. Begin to inquire within and ask yourself, what is it that would help me in this time? What would best serve my experience? Right now, you have the opportunity to let go of the story, to feel your emotions, and to meet these feelings with kindness. You might offer yourself the phrase, "I am here for you," or "I love and care for you," just like a friend or loved one might offer support to you. By showing yourself this love and support, you can create a safe space for your emotions to come forward. And take the next few moments of silence to offer yourself love and nurturing to this area where you are sensing strong emotions. If that feels difficult, you might imagine this loving, nurturing experience coming from a loved one. Or this nurturing might come from some other form of energy. Begin to deepen your breath. Let the inflow of air bring more love, more nurturing to anywhere in your body that might still need it. Know that with each breath in, you have an opportunity to pause, be with your emotions, and meet those emotions with love and compassion. And now begin to become aware of your surroundings. Notice any sounds around you. Perhaps you begin to notice your fingers and toes once more. And when you feel ready, take another deep breath in. And as you let it out, allow your eyes to softly blink open. And know that you can take this pause, recognize your strong emotions, and meet them with love and compassion at any time you need. Come back to this practice as often as you need. And I thank you for practicing with me today. I hope you have a peaceful day.